And now for our story. Things in Sanders have been going along pretty slowly. It is vitally necessary for our friends to start realizing some money on the Stratford Springs, but they've been held up in so many ways. Yesterday, however, operations came to an absolute standstill with the discovery that bottling apparatus for the water would cost more than anybody possessed, and if purchased, would put our friends in such great debt that it would be quite impossible to help the clinic. Today, in resuming our story, we find Mary setting the breakfast table for Max, while Viola is busy upstairs giving the babies their bath.
Max?
Yeah?
How soon will you be ready for breakfast?
Well, just my two shirts, Mary. I'm looking for my brown shoes.
They're in the front closet.
Well, what are they doing in there?
Well, that's where you told Burberry to put them.
Well, I looked in there before, but they're not in there.
Oh, Max, I'm sure they're in there. I saw them myself.
Say, I can't find them.
Well, you'll just have to do without them because I've got your breakfast on the stove, and if I go looking for them, it'll burn. Come on.
I guess I'll just have to do without them then because I can't find them.
Oh, Max.
Hmm?
You're not going to go out in your stocking feet.
Hey, why not? That's a good idea. I'll start a new fad. Anyway, I kind of like my checkered socks, don't you?
Okay, I'll find them for you just as soon as you eat your breakfast. Oh, you're the most helpless person in time.
Yeah, well, just at times, though. Just at times. Now, other times, I ain't so bad.
You know, when I married you, I just adopted another child.
Yeah, yeah. And here I was thinking all the time that I was a great lover.
Well, you just sit down and eat your eggs like a good little great lover, and I'll go look for those fruit trees.
You know, it's funny, but I never seem to be able to find anything around this place. I put a thing down in one spot, and the next time I look for it, it's gone. And the hunt starts all over again.
Well, it's just because you're liable to leave your shirt, your tie, or even your frillies in the living room. And Viola or Burberry and I have to collect them and throw them away again.
Well, I guess that's because I ain't used to living in a house with nice people.
Well, now, Max, it's just because you're careless. If you'd only think about it.
Now. No lectures before breakfast. Or your new husband is going to bite your head off, Colin.
All right. No lectures before breakfast.
All right.
But when you're through, then I will give you a piece of my mind.
Okay. I'll just sit here all day then, and I can wait. Say, speaking about not being able to find things, whatever happened to that blue tie that I had with the pink pokey dot? You know, the one that I liked. You know that tie that I liked? And I haven't been able to find it for weeks.
What tie?
What tie? Now, you know very well what tie it is. It's the one that you never liked.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, that one. Yeah, now, where is it?
Well, isn't it around?
Mary, now, you ain't done nothing to it, have you?
Oh, what would I do with it, Max?
Well, I don't know that, but I know that you wanted to throw it away the very first time that you saw it. I don't know why. I don't know why you didn't like it. It was beautiful.
It certainly was.
Sure.
Looked like a sunrise over the garbage work.
Or it did, huh? Well, I don't see how you women can talk about us men when it comes to having screwy taste in clothes. Say, what about that new spring hat that you bought?
What's wrong with it?
Yeah, what's wrong with it? Well, there ain't nothing wrong with it. If you go for stuff like that.
Well, it's the very latest thing from Paris.
Yeah, well, it might be the latest thing from Paris, but to me, well, it looks like an 8-course New England boiled dinner. It's been boiled too long.
Well, women can wear those things.
Yeah, if you saw me wearing a bunch of carrots for my next tie, well, what would you think?
Oh, I wouldn't see you do that, because it would be silly.
Yeah. Well, if I don't get my favorite tie back in a hurry, I'm going to do it.
All right, you win. I'll get started for
there, you. Now you're talking. Say, where, if I might ask, where have you been hiding?
In the bottom drawer of the dresser, in the nursery.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, now I'll know where to look when things of mine turn up missing.
Ah, I shouldn't have told you.
Yeah.
Now I have to find another good hiding place.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. Saved by the bell. Well, I'll go see who it is.
Why do people always pay visits during meal time?
Well, I don't know, but I'll find out. Oh, well.
Hello, Max.
Hey, come right in. We're in here in a breakfast nook.
Yeah, but I don't think that Mary will be glad to see you.
Well, and maybe I better not disturb you. I just wanted to tell Mary something, but I can wait.
Come right in, John.
Well, Max said that you were busy.
I didn't know who was calling.
Oh, I thought I smelled a mice. No, it's all right for Doc to come around when the grub's on the table, but it ain't all right for anyone else. Huh?
What on earth are you talking about, Max?
Well, I'm jealous, that's what. I'm jealous. I've been bit by the little red-eyed god of jealousy.
Green-eyed, Max.
I say it's red-eyed.
Oh, it's green-eyed. Isn't it?
Red-eyed.
Well, I believe so, Mary. I've been bitten by it often enough.
Yeah, and I still say it's red-eyed. I don't know what bit me.
Have you had your breakfast, John?
I come to think of it, I didn't.
Oh, come to think of it, you didn't. You don't remember.
Well, sometimes I do.
John, you're getting more absent-minded all the time.
Yeah, perhaps it's because I've got so many other things on my mind.
You mean the tennis?
Now, wait a minute, you two, before you go into that. Now, how about putting on a feed bag with me, Doc?
If you're sure it's not too much trouble.
No trouble at all. Here, I'll split this egg with you. The yellow only gets on my vest, anyway.
Oh, here, I'll go fry a couple of eggs for you, John. I'll be back in a minute. Don't say anything.
I saw Daddy last night.
Oh, yeah? Well, what do you have to say, Doc?
Wasn't very encouraging.
You mean about the machinery?
Yes, and I guess we'll just have to forget about that plan to bottle and sell the spring water.
Well, I don't know. I don't see why.
Where are we going to get the money to buy the bottling apparatus?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, money is kind of important when you got to have it.
Too important.
Yeah.
I wish there was some way of doing without it. Heaven knows it's never meant very much to me.
Yeah, you've always given it away, ain't you, Doc?
The only thing that really matters in my life is that clinic. And I don't see how it's possible to save it.
Yeah, I know. That sure is tough. Well, I'll tell you. I'll see what I can do about it, Doc.
You've been swell, Max. You've all been swell, but I guess this is about the end of the clinic. Consequently, for me.
Now, Doc, you mustn't lose heart. Now, just give us a chance.
Max, I know you're all trying to help the clinic, but there are some things that are impossible,
huh?
Well, here are your eggs, Dr. Benson, and I trust you will find them satisfactory.
Thanks, Mary.
And some nice hot toast.
Eggs fried by the sweetest little cook in 69 counties.
What's wrong with you, Don?
Oh, he's just down the push about the springs. And you don't see how it's going to work out for the clinic.
Oh, John, don't give up. We're not licked yet.
Yeah, that's right. Say, who was it said that? I ain't begun to fight yet. Yeah, that was the saying. Let's see. I think it was John L. Sullivan, wasn't it?
I don't know who said it, but it wasn't John L. Sullivan.
Well, now, whoever it was, boy, he sure had something there, because that's the way I feel right now.
Well, they'll just be careful about it anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Now.
If we see you getting one of your moody spells, we're not going to have anything to do with you.
Yep, that's right. And if we can't do anything else, why, we'll bottle it by hand. That's what we'll
do. That's a good idea.
Sure.
Go ahead, my little Pollyanna. Try and cheer me up. Do your best. But the fact remains, I'm afraid we can't change the fact, that the clinic will not be in existence after the first of the month.
Huh?
Oh, so soon?
Yes, so soon. To lose the clinic after all these years of working and slaving for it. After all the good money that was spent on it. After all the good it's done. And all the good it could do to the town of Sanders. Oh, Mary, I tell you, that's real tragedy.
Yeah, something has got to be done, and done quick.
Well, don't worry, John. We'll find a way. We've got the will, all right.
Yep, and where there's a will, there's always relative. Where there's a will,
there's always a will.
Yeah, there's a will. That's it. I tried to think of that, but I couldn't think of it.
Well, that's a good plan, John.
Yeah, sure.
Just keep laughing and everything will turn out all right.
Well, I just tried that. I tried pretty nearly everything else.
Sure. Oh, boy. Looks like there ain't no rest for the wicked.
Well, who's going to get it?
Let's toss a coin.
I'll get it.
Yeah, it's probably for you anyway, Doc.
Oh, Max, why would it be for John?
Well, I don't know, but my feminine institution tells me that it is for John.
Max, please, will you answer that fun question?
Okay, sweetheart. It's only because that I didn't want you to be alone here with Doc.
Well, Mary, are you happy?
John, I don't see how it's possible for anyone to be as happy as I am.
I'm glad. You know how I feel about you and Max.
I'm glad you said, and Max.
And I meant it. It has been the three of us for some time now, and I hope it will continue to be the three of us.
John, you sound as if you had something on your mind, and not a very pleasant something.
Nothing, Mary. Forget it.
I won't forget it. What kind of a friend would I be if I didn't do everything in my power to help?
That's just it. You and Max and Daddy, in fact, all of you, have done everything in your power. There's nothing else to do. I guess we're through. All of us. Especially me.
I'm not going to let you talk that way, John.
Well, I was right. My feminine institution was right. It's for you, Doc.
For me?
I don't know who it is. He wouldn't tell me. Yeah, you heard me say your ears don't stoop over.
I don't know who would be calling me here.
Well, your intuition was right, Max.
Yeah. Hey, Mary, it's Carter calling, Doc.
What do you want?
Well, I don't know. Carter didn't want me to know who was calling. But the weasel can't fool me.
Oh, Max, you just imagine anything.
Huh?
Carter isn't anything to conceal now. He's behaving himself. Well, he's been very nice to us lately.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't trust him.
He's had a change of heart, Max. He's going to be all right.
The only time Carter would ever have a change of heart is if Doc amputated it completely and dipped it in whitewash.
Max, we wonder if you're right. What is this new plot of Carter's? What will happen in Sanders concerning the spring? Will our friends ever be able to get their bottling work started? Listen in tomorrow and see how much I'm going to do.